This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is on through tomorrow, and this morning the U.S. is telling Israel that it has to avoid mass casualties among Palestinian civilians if the war resumes. Some of the hostages freed by Hamas are now talking. The AP's Karen Shamas.
In Israel, most of the freed hostages appeared to be physically well, but an 84-year-old woman released, Alma Avraham, was hospitalized in critical condition because she had not had access to her medication in captivity. Her son, Uri Ravitz, said,
"She had to get her medicine, and we fight for this for 7 weeks. From day one."
One hostage, Ruti Munda, told Israeli media that she was initially fed well in captivity, but that conditions worsened as shortages took hold. Although both sides have agreed to extend the current truce, Israel has repeatedly vowed to resume fighting with full force once it's clear that no more hostages will be freed under the current agreement's terms. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today, family and friends are remembering former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died on November 19th at the age of 96. The AP's Julie Walker on the service in Atlanta.
She will be memorialized with classical music and hymns, some of her favorite biblical passages, and a rare gathering of all living U.S. First Ladies and multiple presidents, including her 99-year-old husband, Jimmy Carter, who is on hospice care.
Mother Nature's making herself felt in some parts of the country. Temperatures are colder than average in parts of the East Coast and South, with freeze-related advisories in effect from the Florida Panhandle to coastal South Carolina. Nikki Haley is pressing on with her presidential campaign, saying former President Trump causes too much chaos to do well in the White House again. She held a town hall in South Carolina. This is AP News. President Biden's got something to say about those high prices you're seeing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with this story.
President Biden says his administration is working to lower costs for families and is warning companies against price gouging. The president held the first meeting with his Supply Chain Resilience Council, saying issues with supply chains helped lead to high inflation. Price increases have eased, but inflation remains a problem for the president's approval ratings before next year's election. The slowdown has not boosted public feelings about the economy.
We know the prices are still too high for too many things.
And do companies that have not lowered prices.
It's time to stop the price gouging. Give the American consumer a break.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tornadoes are forecast for the Black Sea region today. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ready to make the most of your summer? Enroll in summer classes at JJC. With sessions just 6 or 8 weeks long, you can earn credits quickly and still enjoy your summer. Whether you're starting your college journey, advancing your career, or transferring credits, JJC has something for everyone. Classes begin on May 19th, June 2nd, and June 30th. Visit jjc.edu/college to register today.